Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues today is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Celebrate the magic of Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro. The annual tree lighting is Friday, December the 6th. It'll be 5 to 8 p.m. powered by MTE. Enjoy caroling, meet Santa, and witness the festive tree lighting. Celebrate Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro, December 6th. Presented by MTE. Today, we have joining us Joshua Rosales, and Joshua is with Latinos for Tennessee. And we were just talking about your lovely bride probably gets more airtime than you, right?
That is correct.
Francis, of course, serves on the Rutherford County School Board. So it looks like you both have a passion for serving people, huh?
We do. We have a nonprofit called Breakthrough Tennessee, which serves a lot of the high schools, middle schools, and elementary schools in Davidson County and Rutherford County. And then, of course, you know, very passionate about politics. And so overall, you are correct. We have a huge passion for serving.
So help me understand, because Mike kind of set this interview up. Is it Latinos for Tennessee, or is there a different name for your group?
Because so Latinos for Tennessee, I'm the Middle Tennessee director.
Okay.
And what my vision is and goal is to engage minorities and young people in the political process. So, you know, here in the United States of America, there's two groups that are very underrepresented when it comes to voting, and it's minorities and young people. And so with that, Latinos for Tennessee, what I do is I create chapters in different counties and grow those chapters by three things: identify, educate, and activate. So we identify through conversation, we educate through bringing in different resources, individuals, talking about subject matter experts. Also, our elected representatives. We've had Mike Sparks, Robert Stevens, Shane Reeves, Don White. We've had Travis Lampley with juvenile court judge. We've had others that have come in. And just really the goal is to, number one, introduce our those in the minority community to their elected representatives, because a lot of times they don't know who they are. And so be able to introduce them. And then no matter, you know, your political affiliation, you could come into our meeting and have just listen to what is happening in the county and the state on the federal level. Being able to ask questions, being able just to become informed and walk away saying, wow, now I know a lot more about what's going on, not just in Rutherford County, but in the state. And then also we want to activate. So we encourage all of our those members and those that are a part of our group to really get out and campaign for our elected officials. You want to get to know an elected official, help them in a campaign, help them door knock, help them make phone calls. Like, this is what we are strongly encouraged. Getting a polling location. This whole year for my wife and I, it's just completely been about just campaigning from February until, you know, November the 5th, general election day. And so we're really excited. And, you know, through that, for the past years that we've been doing this and been very actively engaged in the political process, building relationships. And that's what it's really all about, building relationships. And then those doors that have opened to us, bringing others in through those doors to be able to connect them.
I had someone say, you know, after November 5th, they're glad that it's another year before we have, you know, the midterms, because need a year to recover from this last year. You know, just the work that goes into campaigns on the local, state, national level.
Yeah, I mean, and for us, it's like we get through November and December, and then all of a sudden January, February comes around, and now we're looking at gubernatorial races. You know, this is where, you know, everyone is lining up for the gubernatorial, who's going to be running for governor, and then it starts again. State reps are gearing up. It's really you know, state representatives elected every 2 years. And so you get elected and you already start campaigning on the federal level. Congressman, this start 2 years, you know, you get elected and you're already starting to campaign. So you're always in that campaign mode. And so us as grassroots organizations like Latinos for Tennessee are constantly being activated to help out in different races. And so it's just really no rest for the weary, but we are passionate. We get other people that are passionate. You'd be surprised how many people want to get involved in politics or want to do something. They just don't know who to call, what to do, how to do it.
You know, I find it amazing for those who do run for state representative or United States congressman, because it's every 2 years. I mean, you're constantly running. That has to be such a grind.
It is. It is a grind. And not only, and then when they realize, those that are running realize, oh, this group actually, I mean, this year this is the first year Latinos for Tennessee, we were campaigning in six different counties here in the state of Tennessee. Maybe one county we had two people or three people in this county, but overall we had six counties that we were campaigning in. And so it's just continuing little by little to build that core group of those that are really involved in campaigning. And then when you get elected officials like, oh, they do a lot of campaigning, we need to get with them, because a lot of people will show up. It's so funny, a lot of people will show up to a fundraising event put on by an elected official or by an organization. 200-300 people will show up, but then you get five people or three people that will show up to actually knock doors. And so it's kind of, that's the frustrating part.
Joshua Rosales is here, Latinos for Tennessee, our guest today. Sometimes on the various news programs, they'll do, like these man on the street reports, and talk to people. And you mentioned the younger demographic, and this particular man on the street that I was watching, they were talking with young people and saying, are you going to vote? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, this was on November 6th. And the majority of them said, yeah, I think I may go today to vote or maybe sometime next week. When is Election Day? Yesterday.
Yeah.
Exactly. As I don't know how you can hide from it, but maybe there is a way there is such a population of low propensity voters that just don't give a flip about what's going on like that.
Yeah, I think that this election, other than any other election, I believe that whether you like him or hate him, I believe that Donald Trump really changed the Republican Party from your George W. Bush party, Dick Cheney party, to now it's a whole new party with opening the tent to others, to more minorities, coming in. Even Trump had referenced gays and lesbians. It's like, just because we're different, we have the same core values. And so I think he really turned the Republican Party on its head. And we're seeing that now with an increase of Latino voters of 55%. And you had more black male voters. I was like plus 10 or 12 points. And then you have young people. I mean, young people came out in droves to vote in this election, especially because, I think it's the hard part, what we see is that the GOP really waits for November 5th. Everybody gets out November 5th. And the Democrats do a great job of really focusing on that early voting. And so what happened this election this year is that we really focused on early voting and getting out. And it takes a lot of work on the front end, but we saw all that work really come to fruition when the poll, during early voting, and then on November 5th. And so, it's just people are just sick and tired and ready for a change. But I was really excited because I'm excited with the new administration, everything happening. But I mean, you had the first chief of staff is a female. You have Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, there's Latinos, a Cuban. I mean, you're having these first times for these positions. And whether we take politics out of it, it's really good that we have minorities and we have females, women that are starting to be elected and being nominated for these key positions. So I think it's a win overall, whether you're Republican or Democrat. I think when we can have a minority or when we can have a woman or we can have someone that is in a position, I think we got to put that in the win column.
You mentioned some of the statistics, but the Latino vote, the minority vote, black men especially, and young people, that's what swung this election from everything that we're seeing in terms of the exit polls and just breaking down the actual votes and who did that.
Yeah, listening and reading a lot, the fringes, really both right and left, the fringes, they did their thing, but it was really those ones in the middle, those independents that, the messaging, and that's why it's so important with everything, whether it's your business and messaging, whether it's politics messaging, the messaging has to be on point, because if the messaging isn't on point, as we saw with with the vice president saying, if there was one thing that you could change, what would that be? And that's gone viral. And, you know, the vice president was saying, there's nothing that I would change. That is messaging versus people. When I go, when my wife and I would go to the grocery store, and we have other people go to the grocery store or fill up your tank. I mean, we're feeling it when we're going to the grocery store. I think it's just overall, it's like, we just want change. And minorities don't care about identity politics. Our minorities don't care. Minorities care about what is it in my pocket, our pocketbook. Like, they're your average person that's not really into politics, but they vote. They're like, all I know is that the price of milk has increased, the price of groceries have increased, the price of gas has increased, and I'm paying more today than what I'm paying more today than I was
right
4 years ago. And so a lot of that is just messaging and people actually, you know, seeing it in their bottom line.
Let me ask you this, because I really think the Democratic Party thought that they were going to win the Latino vote because they've kind of painted the Republican nominee as someone who was against immigration and was going to deport people, the southern border and all. And that's not what happened at all. Why on that issue are Latinos supportive of closing the border? I think that's a fascinating thing that a lot of people missed in this election.
Yeah, a lot of Latinos are very frustrated with the open border. I mean, from day one when the Biden administration came in to office, I mean, they totally did away with President Trump's policies. I mean, I honestly think, I was like, these policies are good policies. Whether you just hate the man or like the man, like, if these policies are really keeping our country safe, and you know, it is true, every state is a border state, and when we as Latinos that are here legally and that are citizens of the United States, and we have the open border. I mean, and it's not just from Latin American countries. These people are coming over from China, from the Middle East, from Africa, from Asia. Like, we're seeing now, it's everybody is coming across. We gotta close the borders because security, number one. And then also jobs. I mean, a lot of these people are coming over and taking these jobs where you have the housing, the hospitality industry is mostly made up of minorities and Latinos, Hispanics. And you have the construction industry. I mean, we Latinos are tired of open borders, and they are for comprehensive immigration, and we need to get the border closed down. We need to build the wall, and we need security. And you know, it was just a big we came out in a big way to say we are sick and tired of what is going on, and we're all feeling it.
It is part of that too. You know, we immigrated the way that the United States says people should immigrate. I mean, we're all immigrants of some form or fashion. Is there a frustration that it's just, well, the border's open, you can just come right into the country without having to do the things that I had to do to become a citizen? Is that a frustration?
It is a frustration. I mean the Biden administration, they have an app these illegal immigrants that are coming across, they have an app on their phone that they can select a day and a time to like start their process. I mean, it's like, come on. I mean, I really believe that the Stay in Mexico initiative that President Trump had was a phenomenal initiative. I mean, I wish that the Biden administration would have stuck with that and the Remain in Mexico. I mean, it's just legalized immigration is what we are for. Come in the right way. And there's so many people like Philippines and India and other countries that are waiting 10 years and 15 years. You talk about families being separated where the spouse is here in the United States and they're waiting on their other family members in another country that don't have the ability to just walk across the border, but they're having to wait 10 and 15 years for all of that, plus the tens of thousands of dollars that it takes to become a naturalized or a U.S. citizen. And here, these other people get to just walk across the border. I mean, yeah, it's frustrating. Anybody with common sense knows it's frustrating.
Tell us where we can find more information about Latinos for Tennessee. You've got a website, I'm sure.
Yeah, you can go to latinosfortennessee.com. You can go on our favorite on Facebook and Instagram, Latinos for Tennessee. You know, we're for faith, family, freedom, and physical responsibility.
Well, good to have you here today. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Joshua Rosales joining us with Latinos for Tennessee. We'll have the podcast up shortly at WGNSradio.com under podcasts. The show is Rutherford Issues. And from there, you can download the audio. You can share it on your social media. We also have the Big G TV video on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch as well that you can share. And thanks for joining us here on Rutherford Issues today. See you next time.